So, you're wondering if you should go out with them or not, huh? Well, did you check your list? Hey, this is Todd. Welcome to the Thrive Singles Podcast. Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive. And welcome to this week's edition of the Thrive Singles Podcast. Today's episode is actually another, call it a fill-in episode. Due to a death in the family, I wasn't able to write a new blog post and podcast episode for this week. So I recorded this podcast based on I'd call it a pivotal blog post from March 2017 that I've referred to a few times recently, titled, Are They Marriage Material? Check Your List. How do you know if someone's the type of person you'd want to marry? How do you know if someone's the type of person you'd even want to go out on a date with? It's really pretty simple. It depends on what you value. Check your list. I received a lot of good advice as a single person. I also received a lot of bad advice, but I've covered that in other episodes. One of the best pieces of advice I received, I got from multiple sources. I believe the first time I saw it was in a book I highly recommend, by the way, called Boundaries in Dating by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. And my wife also received very similar advice in a book she read called Love Smart by Dr. Phil McGraw. That's another book I highly recommend. The best advice we received? Make a list. In fact, make two lists. Make a list of things you must have in a spouse, and make a list of things you absolutely will not tolerate in a spouse. Then no matter what, don't deviate from that list. The most important thing about your list is that it has to be very thoughtfully created. In crafting it, you should do some soul searching and decide what's truly important in your life. If your list is shallow and consists of mostly physical and financial qualifications, then it's less than useless. Instead of leading you to Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, it leads you right back to the same sort of mistakes that left you brokenhearted before. In making your list, be honest with yourself. In the process, you may come to understand that your priorities need some adjusting. You may realize you keep dating the wrong people because you're idealizing the wrong things. Maybe it's time to start valuing what's truly valuable. So what are the qualities that make a relationship work? Perhaps trustworthiness, honesty, and godliness should trump he's cute or he drives a Mercedes. Maybe kind and good-natured is better than he's 6 foot tall or she looks great in yoga pants. Another important thing about your lists is they shouldn't be too. Not too long or too short. Not too stringent or too relaxed. Not too rigid or too flexible. Not too general and not too detailed. And not too unrealistic. From what I've read and from making my own list, it seems that 10 items, give or take a few, is optimal for each list. Some people have too few and they leave out some very important things. Other people go to the alternate extreme and they end up with a list so long and specific that it couldn't possibly be describing any real live human being. All right, so let's start with list number one, things I must have. I suggest you do a little research into what traits lead to strong relationships. And that doesn't necessarily mean just internet research either. Maybe go speak to some happy couples you know. See what qualities they value in each other that helps keep their marriage happy. Of course, the tendency of many people is to overly value physical attributes and financial assets and put too many of those things way too high on their lists. Now, frankly, There are a lot of good-looking, rich people fighting over child custody and spousal support right now. That's not what keeps a marriage happy. That being said, as in most cases, there is a balance here. I think it would be very difficult to be married to someone for whom you have no sexual desire or to whom you're not physically attracted. I'm not saying your list shouldn't include any physical attributes. What I'm saying is your list should treat the most important things as the most important things. Character traits and attitudes are way more important than physical attributes. Would your ideal spouse want lots of children? Love cats, dogs, bicycling, art? Be gentle, patient, affectionate, independent, industrious, practical, romantic, energetic, laid back? Would they be spiritual? Would they practice the same religion as you? Would they be physically fit, highly intelligent, educated? What describes the person you really want? All those things and many similar things are infinitely more important than hair color, eye color, annual salary, or what type of automobile a person drives. But please, do not take this lightly. As you make your list, be honest, be realistic, and put a lot of thought into what's really important. Now let's tackle list number two. And this list could almost end up being a mirror of the first list, but try to give it a little more thought than that. These are the deal breakers. What is it about people that drives you crazy? What behaviors, and more importantly, attitudes, could you or should you never tolerate? Could you ever marry someone who drinks too much? Has any sort of addiction? Loses their temper easily? Mistreats people, cheats, drives recklessly, is lazy, is skilled at manipulation, vain, easily offended, a racist, someone who carries a grudge, someone who never accepts responsibility, never apologizes, doesn't practice good hygiene, someone who has no sense of humor, a low sex drive, or on the other hand, a very high sex drive? Someone who thinks porn's okay? Someone who doesn't want children? Or someone who wants 12 children? Think it through carefully. Do some research. Get input from people you trust. Then, once you've crafted an honest and reasonable list, stick to it. If someone catches your eye, and they're a fine physical specimen, they have loads of money, or even if they're the person everyone else wants you to go out with, that doesn't matter. None of that matters. Stick to your list. Even if people say you're still single because you're too picky, if your list is reasonable and well thought out, stick to it. So what are some things you must have in a spouse? What are some of your deal breakers? And are you ever tempted to override your list when someone catches your eye? Let's talk about it in the comments over at ThriveSingles.com, or you can talk about it on our Facebook page, Thrive Singles Ministry, or on Twitter, at Thrive Singles. Hope to see you around there. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at ThriveSingles.com. And thrive on! There's more to life. You gotta grow. You gotta thrive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive.